So we'll wrap it up here today and do some kind of walkthrough tomorrow, and be ready to go on Sunday. It's been a good week out here. A lot to get ready for with the Chargers. They have a lot of weapons. They do a lot of things well. Playing really good football. Been in a lot of close games and won them. So we're going to be ready to play 60 minutes on Sunday.
So far, Bill, has the week gone as you had hoped, expected?
I think we had a good week of preparation.
Mm-hmm. How's Jonathan Casillas done in terms of the regular defense? I know he's made a big contribution. Special teams.
You know, he's an experienced player. He's been in a couple different systems. He's a smart guy. He's done fine.
And is Darius Fleming, do they play the same role, or do the linebackers all have to have interchangeable understandings of what they'll have to do in case called?
No, I wouldn't say they're in the same role.
Okay. And Dante's, limited in any way coming up on Sunday. What becomes the backup play there?
With all of our players, it could really depend on a lot of things. A team like San Diego use a lot of different personnel groups. We have different matchups, so it would all depend on which one it applies to.
What have you seen from Weddle, and what's made him so productive?
He's a good football player. He does everything well. He's fast. He's very quick and very instinctive. He has a great nose for the ball, good timing, good anticipation, disguise as well. He's always around the ball. He's a productive player in the kicking game on their punt and kickoff teams. Defensively run, pass. So he's got a great nose for the ball, very instinctive player, smart.
With the amount of backs that they rotate in there, how important is it to identify who those guys are and what their strengths are, considering it seems like a constant revolving door there?
I don't know how much they rotate them in each game. I think, sometimes it's dependent on who's healthy. But, it's always important to know who's in there. There's no question.
When Matthews is healthy, Bill, what makes him such a challenge?
He's a hard guy to tackle. He's fast. He's got the ability to get outside. He's got good power inside, good balance. Does a good job breaking tackles. Handles the ball well in the passing game. So I throw it to him. He's a tough guy to get down.
Bill, as players are trying to, and you're trying to manage their injuries and their bumps and bruises at this point of the year, how important are the mental reps you get in practices and walkthroughs at this time of year?
It's important all year. In spring, training camp, that's how you get part of your reps. It's just on film or in walkthrough situations. They're really important.
How much have you enjoyed, or actually, what's your appraisal of it through 13 weeks being with Darrell Revis and having an opportunity to coach him? Is it what you imagined it would be before you signed him?
He's done a good job for us. He's a good player, and I've enjoyed working with him, absolutely. He's very professional, works hard, does his job, understands team concepts and team defense, plays within them. It's a good job.
Remember we talked about Randy Moss many years back, and you talked how intelligent he was. Just his football intelligence was unrivaled. Is Darrell similar on the other side of the ball to Randy in that way?
Offensive and defensive football are quite a bit different. So, in offensive football, you have an assignment. Defensive football, you have to react to something that's happened in front of you. There's some of that in reverse, but offensive football is assignment football. Defensive football is reaction football. So they're just different.
When you work with a guy like Darrell day in and day out now, do you appreciate his instinctiveness to react in certain situations?
Yeah, no question. He's outstanding. Very much.
Is it what you expected, Bill? I mean, oftentimes you bring a player in, sometimes you just don't know until you get them. Is he pretty much what you expect?
Well, I mean, he's had a great career. He's a very good player. He's played well for us.
You guys brought your field crew here, right?
Right.
I'm just curious what went into that decision and how that helped you guys this week.
Really, this trip's very similar to other ones that we've had out here. So the things that we've done before that have gone well, we've done some things. There's always things you can improve on. You're handling a lot of people in a big operation like this, but these guys have a lot of familiarity with what we do, and they were out here when we were at San Jose three previous times, so they have a lot of experience. They've done a good job. And the people around here have been very cooperative, at least, you know, both schools and the hotel. And, you know, we've had great cooperation from all the people that we've worked with. It's been, all, you know, been really good.
How would you describe Pagano's approach defensively? How aggressive are the Chargers defensively?
They give you a lot of different looks. You know, they run a decent amount of pressure. They bring different combinations of guys. It's not always the same guy. So bring your linebackers, bring their safeties, bring their nickel back. You know, they've got two good edge players in their base defense. They like to bring them. They occasionally bring their inside guys. So they definitely keep you honest with all the pressures. They mix, you know, man and zone coverage, some combination coverages. So they're not just going to sit there and play the same thing all day, that's for sure.
Have you seen Hightower take his leadership to another level since Mayo went out?
Well, that happened last year, and then it happened, unfortunately, for Gerard this year. And Hightower and Collins, McCourty, I mean, you know, other guys and all that have had to step in there and fill that, some of the things that Gerard did. And, you know, High's a big part of that, of course.
You personally get any downtime this week? Go surfing, paddleboarding, kayaking?
Yeah. That'd be a sight just for bad eyes right there.
You sit there like the rest of us and say, why didn't I go to school out here?
You know, I'm an East Coast guy, so I'm good on the East Coast.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, great. Thank you. Yep.